Our reading this morning is part of a chapter of the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that's often used at funerals. And this whole chapter of 1 Corinthians deals with both death and resurrection. We hear the words from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. Fellow redeemed in Christ, I can still remember one particular funeral in my parish, one which this text was used for the sermon. And I can still picture a few days before that funeral in my mind, my wife and I were standing in our kitchen. We were talking in low tones, and our daughter was there. She was 4 or 5 years old at the time. And she was watching us, and we had to tell her while choking up just a little bit that one of our church's members, someone that she knew well, had died. And she was quiet for a few seconds. And then she asked, "So why are you so sad? He's in heaven, isn't he?" What was so obvious to a 4-year-old isn't always so easy for us as we get older. We've seen a lot of death and also resurrection in our readings this week. And death just doesn't seem much like a victory, does it? We look at the faces around us at a funeral and all we see is the sadness and the loss. Sometimes we hear people say that death is just a natural part of life, but it isn't. Death is the most unnatural thing there is. God did not create human beings to die. He created them to live. But sin brought death. And all of us, because of original sin, will die a physical death unless our Lord returns first. There's no escaping that fact that all of us who live will eventually die. The Apostle Paul writes by inspiration just before this passage that the sting of death is sin. And he tells us that sting of sin condemns us to die by God's law. It's not because any of us are better or worse than anyone else. It's not because any of us have lived a better life or a worse life than someone else. It's not because of anything that we do. It's because of the sin, the original sin that's a part of us all. But Paul says, thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But how can death be a victory? At a funeral, all we see are weeping family members, friends who tear up in a general sadness hanging over everything like a fog. Where's the victory? A Christian funeral, both the loss and the victory are right in front of us in the casket. Because the Christian who has died has lost his life here on earth, but he's gained eternal life in heaven. He's passed from this life of problems, of sickness, of sadness, from broken relationships, anger and accidents, to perfection. And while we stay behind and mourn a loss, he experiences only the joys of heaven. We sometimes refer to the death of a Christian as falling asleep in Christ, because the body that lies in the casket really is only sleeping in Christ. That very body will live again. That very body, no matter what condition it ends up in, will rise again, made perfect, glorified by God. And that resurrection is the victory of Christ. He won the victory for us on the cross. And he proved it when he was raised from the dead, and he shows it every time a Christian passes from this life to the next. And the final proof will be when he returns for his faithful, and they are raised from death to eternal life. And so we're told, while we're still in this life, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Sometimes our labors seem like they are in vain, don't they? The math exam you studied for all night but you didn't do so well on. And that great novel that you read twice, but you really can't see those deeper meanings that your professor keeps talking about. Or if you're like I was, that art project that started out so well but ended up looking like that third grade art that you made for your mother for Mother's Day. Our own labors often seem in vain, don't they? But our labor, we're told, in the Lord is never in vain. When our eyes stay focused on Christ and His Word, every part of our lives lead us closer to the victory He has won for us. Paul asks the questions just before this text, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? There is no victory for death if that death is a Christian. Jesus Christ won the victory over death on the cross, and there is no punishment. Only the reward of eternal life in heaven with God and all believers, death is swallowed up, we're told, in victory. And God loves each one of you and wants you to have that reward through faith in Him so that your own death is also a victory. I can still picture that day in my mind, waiting to tell my daughter that someone she knew had died, and her answer, "So why are you so sad? He's in heaven, isn't he?" And with that same simple faith in God's promises, we also join with the Apostle Paul in saying, "Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen." Please rise for the prayer. We pray. Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. We continue with the hymn verse.